Good afternoon. A storm system will continue to affect the region today through early Tuesday with a wintry mix of sleet, freezing rain, and plain rain. Some high terrain areas will see a significant accumulation of ice as temperatures remain close to freezing for the entire storm. Starting mid to late afternoon, we are going to be expecting warm air aloft to cool, and this is going to allow for the freezing layer to deepen. This is going to give us about a 3 to 5 hour time window in the evening when precip will start to mix and change to sleet moving from west to east. Winds are also going to increase in some of the higher elevations in the southern Greens, Taconics, and Berkshires, with wind gusts getting as high to 30 to 40 miles per hour. We are expecting some mid-level drying this evening, and with that, we're going to see more of a freezing drizzle into the overnight hours. Temperatures look to remain near freezing through the course of the afternoon and into the overnight hours. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the ongoing major winter storm across the north central U.S. will continue to bring heavy snow to portions of the upper Midwest and Great Lakes through Monday. Additional snow accumulations of 6 to 12 inches with locally higher amounts are possible. Gusty winds will create blowing and drifting snow in dangerous travel conditions. Heavy snow and ice are also expected across portions of the Northeast and New England through Tuesday. A half inch of ice or more is possible in some of the higher terrains of eastern New York, Vermont, and western Massachusetts, where the ice storm and winter storm warnings are currently in effect. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 86 degrees at Naples, Florida, at Immokalee, Florida, Panther West, Florida, and Miles City, Florida, and the overnight low of negative 26 degrees at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling in the Northeast today, in New York City, rain showers this afternoon as highs reach towards the mid-40s. In Boston, rain and sleet mixing in the afternoon as highs approach the mid-30s, breezy conditions as well. And in Buffalo, rain showers are expected for the remainder of the day as highs reach into the low 50s. The Albany, New York climate normals for today is the average high is 32 degrees, while the average low is 16. The record high was 53 degrees set back in 1984, while the record low of negative 21 was set back in 1933. Today's sunrise was at 7:25 a.m., while the sun is set to set at 4:30 p.m. It's a total of 9 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, an increase of about 30 seconds from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts. For the northern Adirondacks in central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, we are still looking at a wintry mix throughout the course of the afternoon of rain and freezing rain as temperatures hover right around freezing. Sleet looks to arrive in the picture as we work away overnight as we gradually transition over to some light snow and then freezing drizzle. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, rain showers look to stick around through the course of the day as highs stay near the mid-30s. For the night tonight, rain transitions over to sleet as temperatures drop down into the low 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking at rain showers this afternoon with temperatures near the mid-30s, breezy conditions as well. We'll see the chance for rain showers and snow showers turning over to some patchy drizzle as we work our way overnight. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, looking at rain showers this afternoon as highs stay in the low 30s for the night tonight, starting out with freezing rain, then transitioning over to some freezing drizzle as temperatures drop down into the low 30s and upper 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are looking at rain showers for this afternoon as temperatures look to reach closer towards the mid-30s. For the night tonight, rain transitions over to sleet and then some snow as we transition over to a freezing drizzle as temperatures drop into the low 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, we are looking at some drizzle or freezing drizzle from around the Hudson Valley eastward well into the morning. However, areas to the west will see some rain snow showers as a shortwave trough moves in from the west. For the day on New Year's itself, we are looking at mostly cloudy skies. Some of the higher elevations could still see some flurries in the form of some very light snow showers. Looking dry on Thursday, though, with partly sunny skies and highs near 40 degrees. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.